Well, since we've been able to say that, low of 57, don't expect much in the way of rainfall and don't expect much in the way of rain coverage overnight. We'll have sunshine tomorrow with a high of 86 and then sunshine tomorrow with a high of 87.
Yesterday we peaked at 79, overnight low down to 48. Right now sunshine, 51 degrees here, KVOE live.
And local.
And our headlines brought to you by ESB Financial, inviting you to join ESB Spirited 50 Travel Club Wednesday, December 11th for an immersive Christmas experience in Kansas City. Get in the Christmas spirit with the Kansas City Ballet's Nutcracker and much, much more. Call today for details, ESB Financial. It is 8:50 and a Wednesday morning hello to our good friend, Mr. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I am quite well. How are you guys?
We're doing well here so far today. So, History Centers, you've had some pretty big activities taking place last month and also this month, and it does appear like you're still a work in progress in a couple of matters.
We are still a work in progress, but I want to lead with this past weekend we had my 50-year high school reunion.
Woo! Woohoo!
I know, right?
Woo!
You know, my class was the last class to graduate out of the old high school.
Wow.
And so 50 years, and we had a really nice turnout. We had 300 people in my class, and over 100 of them returned for the 50th. So
wow.
Good times, good to see old friends, and it was just really good. It was a good time.
Yeah, there's some history for you right there. That's a good turnout, isn't it? My goodness. Yeah.
It was a very good turnout, and it was really, like I said, really good to see some people I haven't seen in quite a while.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Return of Community Connection exhibits, Greg.
So the community connection is a thing that we've thought of where there are people out in the county that have a collection of various items, and so we're providing a space where they can demonstrate those or exhibit those. And so we started this off last Friday on October 4th with Monsters, Madness, and Mayhem. Kevin Johnson, who is currently our board president, does shadow boxes, and he does monster movie-themed shadow boxes. They're very intricate. They're very extremely well done. We have 20 of those on display here on the first floor. Really, really nice, really cool. So come in and check that out. And then following month, we'll do another one, and the month after, and so on and so forth. So this is a way where the community can exhibit some of their collective items.
Interesting project.
Yeah,
very interesting project.
It is quite.
And the other thing, too, one other thing comes up here right now is some of the work that's being done by the Friends of the History Center and kind of revving that up.
Yeah, so Friends of the History Center is a group that obviously does things with us and for us. And so we are, the Friends group is one of the recipients of this year's Match Day. Match Day is coming up on November 18th. The Employee Community Foundation Match Day, so we are very honored to be a part of that. But some of the things that the projects that we've used in that money from in the past is historical driving tours, local register of historic places and preservation committee, which is something we're working on right now, a themed activity booklet, workshops, updating the Loretta Langley Kids Area. We are redoing the second floor exhibit hall. We are completely refabricating the temporary exhibit space, and we are also in the archive, as we know, we've been working on that for a while now. We're redoing the public research station in there. So Monday of November 18th, Match Day, this year is a benefit for one of the benefits is for the Friends of the Lyon County History Center.
And do you have another Super Smash Brothers tournament coming up, Greg?
I was never a gamer, so those kind of things I wasn't ever involved in. But this has really become a pretty good sized deal. With Smash Brothers is a particular computer game on the Switch, and there are a lot of people that participate in that. And each time we have one, we have more and more participants. As you know, ESU has an E team, and so this is a big deal, and we're happy that this is. The place to be for that, and that will be coming up on Sunday, October 13th. The doors open at 4, so if you want to participate in that, come by or give us a call here at 340-6310, and we'll make sure you get all the information.
All right.
A bit surprised by how those Smash Brothers tournaments have gone?
Actually, I was. I thought, you know, there might be a niche and we might get five or six people that would show up, and it's more like 15, 20, 25 people that show up. And again, it gets bigger each time we do it. So it's a fun event. People seem to like it. It's not unlike our puzzle competition where, you know, I didn't think that that would go particularly well, and those things are maxed out. So, you know, it's just providing more for the community, and here at our cultural center, we call the Lyon County History Center.
All right, great.
And all the partnerships we're in.
A lot of wheels turning, as always.
A lot of wheels turning, and, you know, on me, you can even hear them turning.
All right, Greg, we appreciate it.
All right, guys, have a great day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. It is 8:54, sunshine, and 51 degrees. Good morning.
Lord, I make my brothers.
Don't miss country music's beloved Crystal